Georgia Krause is superintendent of the Gilman School District. Here are notes from last Monday's Gilman School Board meeting.
We called the meeting to order at 7:11 and had an approval of the consent agenda. The administrative reports, including locking in LP with Medford Cooperative at 71 cents. We did changes to the community sign with Stratford Sign Company. The Transportation Committee will be meeting soon to go over changes in the insurance policy. We've installed new windows and cleaning waxing is moving along very well. Our summer crew is doing a great job. We had the consent agenda, which we approved the June financials and also the board minutes from the June meetings and the July special meeting. Consideration of hires, resignations, non-renewals, retirements, and leaves of absence. We are sorry to lose Bev Baker and Barb Romanowski. They both resigned. We will miss them and appreciate all they've done for the district. Spring coaches were hired, spring varsity coaches, including Robin Rosemeyer for baseball, Mike Jingris for track, and Brian Phelps for softball. Looking forward to that for next year. Kitchen staff will be expanding hours for Lori Glebke, and we also have notifications out for positions for kitchen staff to fill a few more hours, and then we have an aide position that will be also posted. Old business, we approved the parent handbook, the parent-student handbook, the extracurricular code, and coaching handbook with just minor revisions to the parent-student handbook. We reviewed the renewed the designation of depository and the renewal of line of credit for $500,000. So we will be working with Dairyland on that and appreciate their help and support. We had a policy update. We reviewed technical corrections and did a first reading on the new and major revisions for policy, so that'll come back again next month. We adopted the pupil academic standards, and we will be doing the same standards as we did last year with no changes. Did an overview, just a brief overview of preliminary budget for 16-17. Obviously, we had state funding cut, but you know, we should be able to come in with a definite balanced budget for this 16-17 year. We approved compensation for 2016-17. We will be adjusting the starting salary, which impacts the entire teacher scale, and we will be competitive with area districts at $37,000. We also will be using that same kind of percentage to apply to support staff and non-represented staff, so that's approximately 2%. And that package was approved by the board. In board business, we discussed the school perception survey results, focusing on open meeting law, and also the board adopted a self-evaluation tool, and they will be doing that in March and in August. Travel update, we had some board members that participated in the area meetings. They brought back information, and we will be looking at setting up a community education committee meeting in August. Closed session was simply discussion of administrative goal setting, and then we reconvened in open session and adjourned.
And I know summer vacation goes by quickly, but when is the first day of school?
September 1st.
Our thanks to Georgia Krause, superintendent of Gilman Schools, for that update on last Monday's school board meeting.